era. Like, a lot of these UFC fighters are just using their mouth, and they're just saying these outlandish things because they know that their time in the spotlight is relatively short, and they don't want to put the work like the old school fighters when they had these track records. It's like they're trying to skip to eighth grade from fourth grade.
Yeah, I know. They're just being little kids. Just grow up and fight. Just let your punching and your kicking, let your skills do your talking, not run your mouth.
You know, and I feel you on that, and you're totally right. But at the same time, there is a promotional side to it, and I'm all for the promotional side. It's just, you know, you need substance to your stance. And when you look at Woodley's track record, right, Woodley has those two draws with Stephen Thompson that already mark his championship. It's kind of iffy. It's like, if you're the champion, you should be blowing people out the water. And he hasn't blown nobody out the water yet.
No, he hasn't.
Have you seen his fight with Damian Maya?
No, I didn't get to watch that one.
All right. Now, if you know Maya, right, Maya is the jiu-jitsu ace of the welterweight division. No one can take that away. But he's like a relic from the old school era when the guys had style versus style. He's purely trying to get you to the ground. And once he gets you there, he's either trying to control you or looking for some sort of submission. But he's 40 years old. You know what I mean? And I think Woodley going the distance with him and not landing anything that like a crushing blow or a stoppage or anything of that nature, it only adds to the caliber of, like, you're not as dominant. For the way he looks like a superhero movie in real life. You know, like, you look at him, you think he's a killer, and he puts on the most boring fights you can think of sometimes.
Yep. I was just watching his highlights here. He does look boring. He doesn't have no, like, flash moves.
You know, I won't even go into with the flash moves. It's like, he doesn't go for the kill. His last knockout was when he won the title from Lawler, and that was, like, how many years ago? Like, 2-3 years ago?
3, I think.
Yeah, that's been a while. 3 years since you finished somebody, and you're talking about you want a super fight. You're super boring.
He is super boring. But he does look like a superhero.
Yeah, and like that, he looks like baby Mike Tyson. When you see Tyrone Woodley, you're like, oh, this guy about to kill somebody. Some about to die. Like, get the coffin ready. And then you're looking at him, and you're like, what? Like, what? Like, my man, where's the finish? Like, Stephen Thompson is the rightful number one. And those guys are so neck and neck. I can't really say Tyrone Woodley. I wouldn't feel comfortable saying he's the rightful champion. I still feel it's in contention between him and Stephen Thompson. There's unfinished business there.
Yeah. I'd like to see Stephen Thompson knock him out and get the title.
I do have to say, though, did you catch the fight in England this past weekend with Darren Till?
No, I didn't get to watch it. I wanted to, but I had family priorities and didn't get to watch it.
I understand. Darren Till is this... he's the king of the weight cut right now. This weight cutting issue, it's another thing I kind of like. I go on and on about in my little podcast. He's a weight cut king. He walks around at 205 pounds. He cuts 35 pounds of weight to make the 170 stipulation just to bump right back up to like 195, 198 on the day of the fight. Like, he's a great striker. He's a vicious finisher. He's calculated. He's poised. He's probably the best pure striker in the UFC right now. But his weight is such a phenomenal disadvantage. It actually frustrates me he's fighting welterweight. He put on a great effort, but Stephen Thompson came off so boring in this fight. It made it hard to watch. Thompson never does nothing. He doesn't initiate anything.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
No, because I'm looking at this guy. Do you know Kamaru Usman? I've never seen him fight. He's number 5.
I've never even heard of him.
See, that's another issue. There's guys in the welterweight. You're like, who? I didn't even know Colby Covington was getting a title shot. Covington is the guy that, he's the little Tay of MMA for me. Like, he just has a big – he ruined the Avengers ending on his Instagram. He ruined Star Wars. Like, he's just doing everything he can think of because his career is he's fought nobodies.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Neil Magny, I'm not. I like. I've seen something, but I can't. I don't think he's ever gonna reach top five or be champion. I remember his big moment is when he beat Hendricks, but Johnny been shot for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Masvidal, I was big on when he was fighting Kimbo Slice and under Kimbo Slice backyard back in the day. He Masvidal cut his teeth in those Florida backyard brawls. And that was, you know, like he's not going nowhere. Meyer's retiring. You know, the top five, the only one that I feel that's gonna make the top five is Darren Till.
I was reading some highlights. Darren Till, he looks good, but just have to wait and see what they can do.
He's a killer, but that weight cut.
Yeah, and
I've done some MMA training, boxing training, nothing spectacular, but I've been around pros, and that weight cut, the more you do it over the years, the harder it gets to cut. Or he's young. What happens when he gets a little bit older? Like his time is limited in this division, and it's coming up soon. That's what happened to Hendricks. Him cutting weight for all those years in wrestling, and plus a horrible diet, he wasn't the same after that. Dos Anjos is a lightweight. I mean, he's looking good. I think the UFC also needs to implement more. They need to implement more divisions because a lot of these guys don't belong in the divisions they're fighting in.
What do you think about Daniel Cormier as light heavyweight champion?
Man, I don't. Cormier is probably such a great guy. Like, personally, I don't want to trash him. But at the same time, he's like when you want a PlayStation 4, but your parents give you a PlayStation 3 to hold you down because they don't want to get it for you yet. If they feel you might break it or, you know, you're not ready for such a hot. Like, we all know Jones owns that division. I know Jones got the steroid issue. I know he's a fuck up. I can understand why everyone, when they attack Jones, they go for his personal life. I try to keep it. What have they done in that cage? In that cage, John Jones owns that division. He owns it. There's nothing taking away Daniel Cormier's legacy. But all he's ever done is just show you how really good John Jones is, because Cormier is a ex heavyweight champion in Strikeforce. He came into the UFC in the heavyweight division, never lost in that division. He handled some big guys. He handled some big dudes. He tossed around Josh Barnett. He beat up Bigfoot Silva. He's done some, you know, he beat up Roy Nelson. He beat up Frank Mir. But when you see him fight John Jones, you're like, it's like a eighth grader fighting a fifth grader. It's so unfair.
Yep. I like Bones. Jones, it's kind of like when people talk about Floyd Mayweather. They talk about his personal life, not his in-ring stuff.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. Listen, people say he's a woman beater. Floyd's illiterate. That's all well and true. But I can only judge a man from what he's shown me that I care about. Because God knows, let someone start digging in my personal life, they'd probably be like, yo, Mike's this, Mike's that. You know, he can't train every weekend. He's too much with his kids, or, you know, he likes looking at Spanish women too much. You know, anyone could cut up anyone else. It's when you limit the perspective. What do you really want to look at and what really matters? And in a professional fighter, listen, Muhammad Ali impregnated 2 17-year-old girls at the same time. Everyone loves him, okay?
Yeah.
Like, there's no such thing as, like, whoever looks at a pro fighter and says, oh, well, you're a role model. You're an idiot. I wouldn't want my kid to model themselves after someone because they're famous. You know what I mean? I don't care about their personal life. I just care about what I'm looking at. And in that cage, John Jones, the only thing you can ever say about Jones's career are those small moments he was almost in trouble when he got caught with that Vitor Belfort armbar. The arm almost broke when he got caught by that one punch with Lyoto Machida. He almost was rocked. He's fought a damn near perfect career, except the Alexander Gustafsson fight. which we already know that John Jones was probably doing coke right before the walk. John Jones is probably hitting up cocaine and codeine before he went to the match, for all we fucking know.
For all we know, he probably is. Speaking of Gustafson,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Gustafson, he's going to fight. Gustafson. I mean, I cannot say his last name. I'm sorry.
I always mess it up. Gustafson, Gustav, it's like Alex G. But I think he deserved his place as, you know, at one point it was the triple threat. It was Jones, Cormier, Gustafson. Sad to say, if I can use a boxing analogy, okay, in the Ali era, there was Ali, Frazier, Foreman, and Ken Norton. Like, these were the top four heavyweights at the time, and they would fight a round robin of each other. John Jones is Muhammad Ali. Daniel Cormier is Joe Frazier. Gustafson, I have to say, no. Anthony Johnson is the George Foreman. Gustafson is the Ken Norton. He makes you realize why the other guys are above him. He's great. He has great movement. He has great hands. But that shit he does where he runs laps back to the circle of the cage, like, that doesn't look good as an MMA fighter. Like, he does the 20-yard dash away from his opponents a lot. Like, he's known. He'll turn his back and I can't judge. I'm a guy in his living room, and any wars or fights I've had are in training or in the streets. They're not on a pro level, and I can't really comment. But from the standpoint of the fan, as someone who watches, and, you know, people want to see their fighter act like a fighter, look like a fighter. Gustafson's running to the center of the cage. He's lost to every other top five light heavyweight. He lost to Jones, he lost to Cormier, and he lost to Anthony Johnson. That in itself, you kind of say, okay, well, he's number four. He beat Glover Teixeira, and I remember when Teixeira was the Mike Tyson of the light heavyweight division, but after Jones beat him, he was never the same again either. So, you know, you really can't... I see Gustafson, he can still do some things, he can still win some fights, but I don't know why he wants to fight John Jones again. I think if Jones ever come back, unless Jones is, like, you know, high on methamphetamine, I think Jones might do him worse than he did the first time.
I say so too. I like this. I like Jones's fighting style, but I'm not big on his personality.
On his personality? No, he's an asshole. He's a fucking asshole. John Jones is lucky he makes the UFC money, because my man should have been locked up three times over already, like doing some real time maybe. That whole hitting that woman and everything, like, the only reason why he got away with that is because he got money, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I know no average person wouldn't be walking so freely with, like, a slap on his wrist. At the same time, though, his style, I appreciate. When I go into training, me myself and my little world, when I go into my Muay Thai class, when I go into my boxing, when I go into my jiu-jitsu, I'm trying to use my intellect as much as I can. And if I didn't do something right, I want to discuss it with my coaches. I want to look within myself to see what I did wrong, and then very quickly, as soon as I can, implement a change that shows my coaches and my training partners, oh, Mike, he understands what he did wrong, and he's not trying to make those same patterns. John Jones never makes the same pattern twice, and I love that. I love his approach. I respect Daniel Cormier. I respect Cain Velasquez, but at the same time, I feel that these guys beat you with their conditioning. Like, if you look at Cain and Khabib's, they are basically the same prototype. They just come forward. They're coming with their hands. They throw a couple of strikes, but their main prowess is to control you, to take you down, and to control that. And I feel like Jones shows you the intellectual way to win, and not just, you know, the submission by attrition, where you just beat a guy because you're better conditioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, man, they're telling me you only get 15 minutes. Yo, it's great talking with you, man. Let's do it again later today. I'm going to be on tonight. You going to be on?
Yeah.
Look for me tonight, man. We'll do this again, man. It was great talking with you. I'm glad I got a partner now in this, man. I've been doing it by myself.
Nice talking to you, Mike. Have a good day.
Same too, man. Tonight, we'll meet up. You'll see me tonight. I promise, my guy.
All right.
Take care, bud.
You too.